Get ready for America's number one funny man.
Funny man.
What? Gentlemen, from LA to New York, New Chicago to Mississippi. Let's give it up for America's number one funny man, Rodney.
What's up, party people? We're Rodney Perry. This is Rodney Perry Live, the podcast. We covered the most provocative topics you can cover with my comedic friends and cohorts that I've crossed paths with over the years. I'm excited about this lineup, man. These dudes are absolutely three of the most talented humans I know. Up first, man, he is the absolute grumpy, the grumpiest of all the uncles, ladies and gentlemen. Just a knockdown funny dude. I just saw him at the Atlanta Comedy Theater in Norcross where he obliterated the stage. Goodness gracious. Welcome to the show, Mr. Marvin Hunter. What's up, Marvin?
What up, my brother?
All is well, man. How are you?
I'm good, bro. I am good, man. Hey, everything above ground is
about right now.
Huh?
What are you grumpiest about right now?
Man, them girls are twerking their booty right beside Bobby.
Hold it, Marvin. Don't give it to them all right now. Save it. I want you. Because I saw the video. I was like, Marvin Hunter is really upset. Goodness gracious. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I just worked with this young man in Memphis, Tennessee. He hails from Chicago, but he's been in Memphis so long, people don't even know. We're similar in that respect. He started comedy outside of Chicago, but Chicago loves and respects him, and that means he's fun. It's all get out. Ladies and gentlemen, Ambrose Jones. What's up, Mr. Jones?
Yo, what's up, man? What it do? Marvin?
It's always a pleasure, man.
Yeah.
Ambrose Jones, Marvin, honey, don't get no better than this, but how about this? If you go to Chicago and you don't know this guy, you don't know nobody. You can't get into shit. Your ass ain't gonna know about nothing. He's a great man, and he's one of the few people I've given advice, and they actually took it. Ladies and gentlemen, Don Ski of Don Ski Entertainment is in the building. What's up, Don?
What up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Man, what's going on, man? For coming. Ambrose, I need to ask you, man, how are you, bro?
Man, you know what? We had a good weekend at Chuckles, despite the last show being canceled due to the lights being out.
Yeah, they had a flash storm and they put out all the power.
So I went to a Mexican spot after that in East Memphis. They had me some drinks, they had me some food. I did good, man.
Shit, I could have stayed with your ass. End up eating a pizza from Domino's. All right. Don Ski Entertainment. Don Ski, man, first of all, tell me about your name, man. Where does it come from? Are you Jewish? Are you Polish?
A little bit Polish, a little bit fly. My cousin gave me this name a long time ago when I was about 16 years old. And it's just stuck with me ever since. Yeah.
How do you become the go-to guy, man, in a city like Chicago? Because Chicago is a big city, but man, you know, everybody from Kevin Hart to, you know, Tiffany Haddish reaches out to you when they hit that city.
And Rodney Perry.
Rodney Perry is definitely on the list.
Parties I network having. I just do my best to, you know, introduce myself to people. Like to have fun. It's pretty much it, just doing these parties, concerts, comedy shows, getting in where I fit in, showing people a good time, man, taking care of people when they're here.
How about that? Mm-hmm. All right, y'all, my name is Rodney Perry. This is Rodney Perry Live, the podcast, and we're about to get underway. Mark Hunter, Don Ski, Ambrose Jones, here goes, guys. Cedric Wilson is in the building. He's in attention. He's checking us out. What's up, cuz? Right there in Chicago right now. Maurice Smith. What's up, Maurice? Welcome to the show today, man. appreciate you popping in, hollering at your boy. And big shouts out to Alfreda Jackson. Good morning, Miss Alfreda. All right, here we go, guys. I saw this thing yesterday. Young lady named Darlene. She's a radio personality here in Atlanta. She hears about this Philly cheesesteak spot. She's like, oh, they got a dope vegan Philly cheese. I'm going. So she goes, and the person that's taking her order, Latin gentleman, writes on her receipt that, ma'am, what is your name? She said, Darlene. He said, okay. And he puts the word darky on her receipt. And so she goes, yo, it was an accident. You put, my name is Darlene. He said, shut the fuck up. Go sit down. His boss said it wasn't racist. It may be a language barrier. But my question to y'all is this. Are you ready for your racist moment? Like, we as black men in America, it's just a matter of time for somebody hit your ass with some racist. Donsky, you're in Chicago, maybe one of the most segregated cities in the world. Are you prepared for somebody to do something racist to you or around you?
I am not.
Hey, give me some. Why not? Why? What do you mean?
I mean, you know, racism goes on all day long, indirectly, but it has never happened to me in that. So I don't know what I do in that situation for real.
Right, man. It's. I mean, there's our required response, which is to go off and this and that. But, you know, are we so far removed from that? You know what I mean? I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead, Dusky.
I'm not even that kind of guy. I'm like, you know, very, very positive. So it just depends. I don't know. I just ignore it, probably walk away. But I know in the past, we started revolutions with this kind of stuff, right?
Movement. Absolutely. Speaking of revolutions, his father was a revolutionary. Marvin Hunter, man, you know, we have become a different black folks. Should we respond to something like this?
It depends, bro. It depends. I'm not gonna say we should fly off the handle, but a lot of times, man, so it depends. It's case to case, you know, because you just can't, if you allow something, if you ignore it, then you almost green light it to continue to happen. People since Trump got in office, a lot of white folks way bold. They way bold. They will say anything to you, anytime, anywhere. You know,
they absolutely seem to be empowered for whatever reason.
They are absolutely empowered, man. We're civilized people, and you can't just fly off the handle for it. Sometimes you just gotta let it go. But sometimes you got an opportunity to say something, say something. Don't just let it slide.
Wow, Ambrose Jones, you in Memphis, Tennessee, Bob Belt, good white folk down there. You understand? have you had a racist moment?
You said good white folks.
Luckily, I have not, man. I've been hanging around the good white people, as we say. But if that was to occur, I try to be a master of my emotions, so I wouldn't flip out. But I probably would have some rebuttal about it. You know what I mean? But I wouldn't flip out, because I know if I do too much, I already know who's gonna be in the wrong. So I always keep that in mind.
Well, how about that?
Yeah, that's about it.
Wow, master my emotion. That's a great sentiment. I mean, to be honest, man. I mean, if I'm Darlene and they put Darkie, first of all, she was kind of fair skinned. So, and it may not have been racism. It might just have been a guy that don't speak English good. But was she right to make note of this? Marvin, what you think, man?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it depends, man. I mean, I look at it like, you know, how's this going to affect my day? And what do I get out of this by responding to this? Is this going to hiccup my day? Is it going to stop me? I'm on my way doing something, then probably not. But sometimes you can say something. I mean, I know that I had a situation where I was getting groceries, got done getting the groceries, did not take the basket back to the store. I put it in a blank spot, not in a stall, but in a blank spot, and a white woman.
I do that all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, she phoned and said, this is what happens when they come around us. She's talking to somebody on the phone. And I'm looking at her, and I'm rehearsing all kind of wrestling moves. I'm like, bitch, I beat the TV on this goddamn, on this damn parking lot. What the hell is wrong with you talking to me like that? You don't know nothing about me, but... You know what I'm saying? I just looked at it. It wasn't even worth it. I had places to go, man. People to see. I just let it go. But sometimes you gotta say something.
Sometimes you gotta say something. Hey, Donski, man, you're a laid back guy. You're not trying to like Ambrose said, you know, my mother always say, when two people are into it, they look stupid. So you're not trying to look that way, but man. Dude, they cross your path. They trying to push you into that space, man. You didn't stay out of that space your whole life. Do you go off, man?
Yeah, I mean, if you press that button, yeah, I'm going to go off.
Yeah,
I know some people that I got friends. My wife, she's going to go off.
She going.
My wife. Yeah,
wife be going.
Yeah. So, wife be going. Now I got to go. But, you know, I try to calm them down from, the, you know, those kind of situations. It just depends because, again, if you don't say nothing, then these things just, you know, keep going on and on. And we see when you do say something, things, you know, we make changes, you know, movements, that kind of protest, all that kind of stuff. So I'm probably just not that person for real unless you mm-hmm. really press the button.
Me neither, to be honest, if I'm completely transparent.
What would God do, right? But then again, you know, like I said, we had these big, you know, movements, you know, Martin Luther King's and the Farrakhan's who didn't stand for nothing, you know, stand for something, you know what I'm saying? So,
wow. Ambrose Jones, let me ask you this, man. I don't know about y'all. Go ahead, Ambrose.
That probably would affect you and Don Ski a little bit more than me and Marvin. Me and Marvin would get... Dow too. That probably will push our buttons a little better than ours since he said darky. I'm brown skin, so I wouldn't get.
First of all, yo ass dark nigga. Marvin light skin. That news you ever go. Just because your forehead is light skin, your cheeks is dark skin.
Hey,
shouts out to Jeff Brown who's popped in, hollering at us in the chat. Jeff Brown's in the building. Kankins TV is in the building. What's up, Kankins TV? Shouts out to Miss M. Andromeda is in the building. She says Don Ski kind of reminds me of Jeezy if he had regular eyes, whatever that means. They trying to holler. Don Ski is married. Andromeda, first of all, goodness gracious. Yo, I think you know what I'm really waiting on. I want the police to whoop my ass, but I don't want them to whoop my ass bad. Just bad enough to get a suit. I just want to catch some paper, man.
Not a Rodney. What's the dude's name?
Not Rodney King.
Right.
Not Rodney King. Give me a Rodney Perry, and then realize halfway through the ass whooping, hey man, this dude is a comedian. So I can get my little Millie.
Nah. I don't know if I want my ass to wish for my ass to get whooped. I don't know that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I want.
How much of an ass whooping would you be willing to take for the paper, Marvin?
I don't know, bro. That money do sound good. But I don't know if I'd be willing to take no ass. But I have wished that a police beat somebody's ass before.
You I wish it you would, yes.
Yeah, you have a wish for police brutality, somebody acting a damn fool and fucking up your day. I was on a plane and this one was acting a damn fool on a plane. And I was saying, please use police brutality on this motherfucker. Please, somebody come and beat this motherfucker ass, holding up the flight on some BS. Just talking crazy. Won't get off the flight. And they had to bring the cops on there. They calmly escorted them all, but I was saying to myself, a couple of licks to the head would not bother me at all.
He could have used an ass whooping, is what you say.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ambrose Jones, man, we from Chicago, man. Arguably one of the most segregated cities in the world. I don't know about y'all. I was damn near grown before I even start seeing white people in Chicago.
We moved from Chicago, and I was like five. We moved to Brinkley, Arkansas. We moved to Forest City, Arkansas. I ain't see my first white person until I moved here to Memphis.
Really?
Wow.
As engineer, wow. Don Key, like, how old were you before you realized Chicago had a lot of white people?
Elementary school, my teacher was white, Miss Monica. Mm.
Right.
Yeah.
I definitely had white teachers, but as far as like, I didn't start seeing white people till I went to Ford City.
Ford City.
I went to Ford City. I was like, man, there's a lot of white people over here. Or to my mother would watch the Cubs on TV, and it was a lot of white folks at the Cubs game. But she's like, mm-hmm. We didn't really go over there, though.
That's your plethora of white people at a Cubs game.
Man, maybe right there.
I always had white people around me. You know, it was white trash, you know, so everybody poor. You know what I'm saying? My school was always primarily black. Might have two or three of the whole school. But I've always seen them, but they was like, shit, they was poor than us. You know, trailer.
Wow. I mean, did y'all have a sense of that, Marvin? I mean, you from Mississippi, and growing up in Mississippi, you know, I mean, you get the cream de la cream of racism.
I mean, the racism in Mississippi is planted, and you water it, and you watch it, you nurture it. It's the most nurture racism. It's the purest form of racism, but it really is, man. To the point to where I can damn near smell it. I can smell it on white. When somebody's racist, I can tell.
Smell it.
Older white lady.
Hey, I'm Rodney Perry. This is Rodney Perry Live, RP Live, the podcast. Joining us, Jeff Brown. Jeff, your comment was lengthy.
Hey, man. How y'all doing?
Welcome to the show. The super talented, very funny, super comic, Jeff Brown. Also hailing from Chicago. Jeff, talk to me about racism. Man. What do you think?
Okay, I think you...
Did you hear the situation?
Okay, go ahead.
The young lady goes into a Philly cheesesteak spot, and they supposed to put her name on a receipt. They put the word dark in it. And refuse to change it.
They put on it what now?
Darky.
Okay. This is an excellent opportunity for black people to practice racism. What was put on that receipt was not racism. That was bigotry. Okay.
That's different.
It's very important. Black people always miss this. And you can
What's the difference? Give me the fundamental difference, Jeff.
Okay.
Jeff,
y'all look this up by Dr. Claude Anderson. This is where I got it from. Racism is not being called nigga from a moving car. Racism is the practice of one group of people to keep access to resources from another group of people according to race. It has nothing to do with that.
Redlining is racism.
That's racism. Gentrification is racism. Where you can't buy a house, how we were kept from loans, that's racism. Do not call bigotry racism. Most of you don't know white people with the power to be racist. You know active bigots. That was active bigotry. Active bigotry is
Jeff Brown. Are the number of bits decreasing as we get older? I mean, are there less bigots now than there were when we were young?
No, because they're having Mexicans and sadly you have certain black people, and that is growing. That
really
have written. Anytime you hear, oh yeah. What about black on black crime? You are looking at a Jasper Ashe shade tree house coat. Anytime you hear that,
tell me Jeff Brown is losing his damn mind. It can't be happening like that.
Lost it. You losing it.
Wow.
Okay,
dude.
Why? I'd like to have that debated.
No debate. You good.
Oh, I'll tell you, bro, because I am there.
No, Marvin, let me ask you.
I'm with you.
More bigots by Jeff Brown's definition than it was when we was coming up?
They're more bolder. They're more empowered. They're empowered. I'm 52 years old, and I can tell the difference. When Obama became president, it's like they lost their freaking mind. The bigotry and racism and whatever you want to call it exploded, and then it got rewarded when Trump got in office, and it emboldened them more to where before Obama got in office, you could, like I say, I'm from Mississippi, I could smell a racism on somebody, but it was contained. It was contained. You could tell somebody's racist, but they kept it to themselves. Now, you know,
Trump, somebody burning spaghetti. No, that's racism.
It empowers them, man. And they'll openly talk about it. You know what I'm saying? They'll openly talk about it.
Wow, Ambrose Jones, man, you down in Memphis, man. Marvin brings a great point. It starts with Obama, then you have that Tea Party. Let's not leave out the Tea Party. The Tea Party was so radical they couldn't control it, and so Obama's Republicans were a group. But historically, blacks were Republicans. I don't know about y'all, but one of the things I hate is people to assume I'm a Democrat because I'm black. But I'm not a Republican at all.
Okay, why?
I'm probably a Democrat, but I don't want nobody to just assume. I know he is a goddamn Democrat.
I want to ask.
Like, where do you fall on that, Jeff Brown?
I want to ask any black people how they don't see that Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal. Those are terms white people use to describe each other. They're not talking about you, okay? Republican and Democrat are the left and right wings of the same filthy vulture that has picked your bones for over 150 years. There is nothing. How can you put your faith in something that has never, to me, the concept of voting for black people is great pumpkinism.
What's a great pumpkin, Jeff Brown?
The thing that Linus used to wait on.
Intellectual.
He never came.
So are you
in some way suggesting we not vote, Jeff Brown?
I am suggesting, A, that unless and until the Dred Scott decision is overturned, B, unless and until your right to vote is no longer voted on, and C, until you can show me a bill, an initiative that only helps blacks. There are plenty that only help gays. There are plenty that only help Mexicans. There are none. There is not one bill on you. There's still a fight.
This guy, stop right there. There. Marvin Hunter, is Jeff making a good point or is he losing his mind?
No. I feel
the two can be true.
It's like we're trapped between Republicans are assholes and Democrats are pussies, and we're trapped and we can't fucking win. I categorize myself as the most conservative fucking liberal you ever want to meet in your fucking life.
Let me jump in there, Marvin. I think black people are largely conservative.
Yeah, really,
really. Yeah. I think black people are largely like. You know, we read our Bibles. We
go to church.
Doesn't make you a conservative. Doesn't make you a conservative. Doesn't make you a conservative.
There's not one bill to help us out there.
Name one.
No, I'm asking.
No, brother. No. No. Not one. Not one.
Bill to help black people.
Look and look it up and see if it don't help.
Hold on. Let's let Ambrose jump in here. Go ahead, Ambrose.
Asians just got one. I think Barack Obama signed that motherfucker.
Yes, sir. He did a bunch of stuff for everything but you.
Yeah, you remember four Asians got killed. That nigga signed a bill real quick.
Now, do you know why? Because Asians...
But his job was to help America, not to just help
us. Okay, well then why didn't he help you at all? You are in America.
He helped me. He got me universal health care.
No, he didn't. That was for everybody. It said universal. I said something for you, Rodney. How about a federal investigation? How about launching a federal investigation on why blacks are kept for money? How about a federal investigation on how the dope always makes it to us? How about a federal investigation on why it is that when we come up missing, don't shit happen? Nothing. He didn't do any of that,
so
brother.
We got zero bills.
What's that?
We got zero bills.
Zero. The goose egg. Name me one anywhere. Anytime you see a black face in politics, you know that white supremacy is in full effect. It's worse because black people love symbols. They love symbols. Niggas
get away with that.
Girls in church.
Overwhelmingly.
Hey, great question. John Ski says, how do they get away with that? Marvin Hunter.
Overwhelmingly, if you look at, see, I'm always gonna be for the little guy. I'm not Democrats are full of shit, but overwhelmingly, every single program that's out there, social program that is set up to help the disenfranchised, was authored, funded, and protected by Democrats. The if you talking about battered women, you talking about homeless people, you talking about public schools, you talking about Social Security, you talking about Meals
and
on Wheels,
all of that
all
is
of it, all of that was championed by liberals,
and all of it's gone to shit, brother. What? All of it. Let me appeal to Petty Officer First Class Hunter. I see you with your hat on there, First Class. excuse me. I see you with your cover on there, First Class. Let me talk to First Class because he up for chief, and I think we got some shit we got to talk about. He ready? He want to eat in the chief's mess. That's the best food in the military, by the way, chief's mess. Anyway, what I'm saying, Brother Marvin, is imagine, okay. We Chicagoans here. Okay, creator, don't give these words any power. Marvin Hunter comes to LA, comes to visit me, crosses this very busy street I live next to, and this is ugly. A car hits you. It's me, Marv. It's Jeff Brown, old militant-ass Jeff Brown. I drag you over to my porch. Compound fracture, lacerations, bruises. Mm-hmm. I got you, Marv.
I can't see where it's going.
And I run in my house. And I come back out with some Twinkies and an iPhone to let you watch TV. And I bring you some Kool-Aid, but I don't have no bandages. I don't call 911. I don't stop the bleeding. That is what Democrats have done to you since you jumped over there. Democrats hold your hand while you bleed to death.
Yeah, do hey, y'all, this is Rodney Perry, and this is Rodney Perry Live, the podcast. Jeff Brown has joined us, fabulous comedian, and the militant.
Nigga.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's with us today, comedian Marvin Hunter. Mm-hmm. Marvin Hunter, we talked about it a little bit earlier. The BET Awards had a twerk fest, and I'm going to say it. That's what they do on the BET. Well, don't do it next to Bobby Jones. Am I right?
Not next to Bobby Jones' head. It gets worse every year. I told you next year, whatever the goofy new song is, next year is gonna be my coochie wet like aquarium water. It's gonna be bitches shooting goldfish out their pussy out into the damn audience next year.
Hold on, stop right there, Bobby. If they do that, nigga, I'm going. Bloop, bloop. Hey, but all jokes aside, Marvin, I mean, were you appalled, or is this just where the world is going?
Yeah, this is where the world is going. But, you know, I just, when people are appalled at the girl Sexy Red, you know, don't be appalled at her. I mean, we...
No, what does she do? What does she do? You know, I'm a girl. I don't know.
Sexy Red? She was the one twerking. Her and Chris Sean was the one twerking about Bobby Jones' head because she got that phone, that song called Pound Town, where I'm out of town, thugging women around, my coochie pink, my booty hole brown. Well, bitch, first of all...
Hold on, stop right there. Stop right there. Ambrose Jones, is this young lady simply in the fact coochie is pink and her booty hole is absolutely brown?
Goddamn, Bobby Lee look like... What in the fuck?
Do you know what kind of nasty freak you have to be?
Know what it was?
Yeah, Brian, save it. I'm coming to you. I'm coming to you next, Donski. Okay. You throw parties. You seen the twerk happen. You seen how things are evolving. Talk to me about the BET Awards. What was your thoughts on it? And is it too much?
Quote my wife. My wife said that's the reason why Beyonce doesn't show up to the BET Awards, because of some of the acts, they're twerking and stuff like that. You know.
But did we not see Beyonce's Cootie Cat this month?
Did we?
I think that was CG.
That wasn't her Cootie Cat.
That was CG.
What was it?
It looked like Cootie Cat, but I don't think that was actually.
It was. Yeah, me either. Yeah, me either, Marvin.
Because first.
You know, we all older though too now, so
yeah,
you know,
okay.
And it's not like NWA was around back in the days too, and it was like
yeah,
you know, okay.
Jim Brown, you know.
Yes, sir. I think it only fair for me to make a point about Beyonce's.
If there was a cootie cat to be seen, would you look?
Come on, dude. Okay. I need to refer you to Laugh-A-Palooza, Jamie Foxx's Laugh-A-Palooza, where I open with, hey, my name is Jeff Brown, a comedian as introduced, and just like Beyonce's gynecologist, I enjoy my work. So yes, absolutely. Man, that's that dude right there whistles to work. But if you look at that video, we are all at, I don't want to say how I can vouch for Rodney Perry, and I'm sure I can vouch for Brother Marvin because we are comedians, that makes us by default coochieologists. That coochie was up too high. The beginning of it is like just, you know, about five centimeters from the navel. We know coochie is low.
Coochie said low.
It's lower. Coochie said low. That's coochie way up here. I'm like, no, that's some CG mess.
Coochie says low in the draws.
Does that make it good or bad?
Oh my God. Did you
just good question, Donsky? Donsky, you co-hosted for me. I like that. is it a bad thing, man?
Coochie like pizza. Ain't no bad coochie. There's good coochie.
Ain't no bad coochie.
As long as you don't get shot or get something you need a shot for, that's good coochie right there.
I've had some bad pizza.
Unclean coochie is bad coochie, though. Unclean.
Okay, unclean. Well,
I've had some bad pizza. Know. They don't talk about it.
Have you ever had something that was wet but no grip?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Grip is relative to us, right?
Well, maybe, no. Maybe. No. How you gonna say grip is relative?
If you got a tiny penis, then you might not have no grip.
No, bro.
Some coochie look like it smokes cigars. It be real loose. And
I got a question since we talking about Beyonce's thing.
We gotta hurry up and get off of it because the beehive is on the way. But go ahead.
And where's Jamie Foxx at? What's going on with Jamie?
Wow, there's a leap.
That don't have nothing to do with nothing, but let's talk about it. Donsky brought it up. I personally think I've seen some videos.
Did anybody see that coming? I didn't see that coming.
Did not see it coming, but it deserves some conversation, Donsky, and I think you're absolutely right. As a stroke survivor, you know, I think he's rehabbing having a stroke, and how about this? It's happening to younger and younger men, younger and younger women, and Jamie Foxx is probably 55.
Maybe, yeah, right in there.
So, I mean, it depends on your lifestyle. It could happen, man. I had a stroke at age 46, so it could happen. And he looks great from what I saw a video online of him speaking, and he did have his face looked like he had had a stroke, but it looks like he's on the mend as far as I'm concerned as a person that had a stroke. But I mean, we don't know, and the family hasn't talked about it, so let's get in that privacy if we can.
Absolutely. And, I needed that because I didn't see the video. I needed that.
I didn't see that either.
Yeah. I saw a video and he had a little delay. You know, he called up to do the video. They gave him a haircut and stuff. But I'm sure, and just remember when I was in the hospital, that I thought I sounded great.
I remember that.
Well, yeah.
I thought I was talking, saying some fly shit, and I was saying scooby dooby doo, bobby dabba da.
You're not all the way clear.
Say again.
Your speech is not all the way clear now.
Yeah. Right now. To this day.
But hey, while you bullshitting, I'm always concerned about that.
Okay, well,
I'm gonna jump in with
Ambrose and fuck with you right now. Let's fuck with him, Ambrose.
Hey, Rodney, I feel like you came back better though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wow, very kind, Donsky. Yeah. You know what? I'm 6 years removed, and I'm just feeling strong like I was pre-stroke.
That's how long I've been married. 6 years.
Was it?
Yeah.
6 years.
She said, girl, man. Rodney Perry had a stroke. Let's get married. She said, all right, fuck it.
It's going to be bad. No, but how about this, guys? And Ambrose, you're the only one not on our team. But I think as we embark on marriage with beautiful black women.
Yes, Lord.
This
the topic right here.
It could be challenging. It could be challenging.
Sure.
This is what I know about myself, and y'all tell me if it's true about you.
Shout out to Mrs. Perry.
I love a crazy black woman. The crazier the better. The more insane, the more I love her. I've had what I like to call wonderful bitches in my life.
God bless you.
I mean, wonderful, would do anything for me, and that's not who I married.
No, not
I married the woman that will question. I married the woman that will fucking always be on my ass. But guess what? We've built a beautiful life, and it's largely because of her and her prayers. Talk to me, Jeff Brown.
Wow.
About
really come to me first on this? Okay.
Some people's love of insane women.
I think a great much of it comes from what we have been earmarked to.
First of all, is it true? Or is Rodney Perry losing his goddamn mind?
Rodney Perry isn't losing his mind. The black woman has had the license to go off or has had a stank license since slavery, and it's about revolt now. And so much so that we have garnered it or granted it par for the course, and it isn't. It isn't. Mm. And again, it is what you have been accustomed to seeing as what is apropos, and it kind of got real funky right around the 60s because my grandmama was crazy. Mildred was crazy with everybody but one man, Willie Howard. That was my grandfather because he took zero shit from anybody. Soft-spoken, but will dig a hole and put your ass in it. And we have been sold a bill of goods that our women are supposed are sexy when they combative and disrespectful to us under pressure.
So they're not sexy when they combative.
No, I don't. I don't think you should sleep with one eye open, hoping that you don't wake up to the smell of your car burning. I don't.
Yeah. Ambrose Jones, you out there in the streets, man? You dating? You going out? I mean, do you prefer a crazy woman or not? Am I tripping?
Grew up with two sisters and my mama, so you know I'm just getting my peace right now. I do not prefer.
Just getting my peace right now.
A lot of fight and house tan up, and when I was younger, so
come on, man, ain't nothing sexy about that.
I like a peaceful woman, which that's not out there neither.
So they're not out there.
I gotta find somewhere in between. No, women are not.
Really?
Where you looking? Where you looking, brother?
I ain't even looking right now.
Have you looked at the mosque? Have you been to the mosque?
You know what?
Sisters in the mosque don't do this.
You can't just be pulling in the mosque. Marvin Hunter, man, and let's not let this sit on the shoulders of black women, because you know these white girls are combative, Latin girls are combative sometimes. Dr. Umar says that, you know, it's our fault. Is it our fault that women have had to be tougher?
Somewhat, but I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm not gonna pay for what the last nigga did. I'm not one day that I walk this earth. If I meet you with palms up in peace and harmony, damn it, I'm gonna get that back. Oh, I'm going somewhere else. And it's simple as that. I put a post up on my page last night about conversational bullies. And there's a sister put a post up about women being conversational bullies. And I'm gonna keep it completely transparent. My mom was a conversational bully. And
what does that mean, Marvin? I like that.
Heard that one. Yeah.
You cannot have a conversation. She's not gonna let you get a word in at any time. Never my fault. No accountability. Fuss. Bitch. And my mom was like, I love my mom to death, and I miss my mom terribly. But if I gotta be honest, my mom was a conversational bully. And I always said I will never deal with that in my life. And I haven't. When I throughout my whole life, when I come across a woman like that, you know what I'm saying? If we're gonna whoop and do the physical thing, because they, you know, they seem to be more fun than the crazy ones are, but that's all it's gonna be. I will never get in a conversation a relationship with a woman who act like that. Ever.
No. Don Ski. 6 years married, man. What if you could go back in time and tell your younger self something to make your marriage more harmonious? What would you say to him?
I'm not sure, because I know my wife is listening.
You scared?
Smart man.
Too deaf. I love my wife. My wife is very beautiful, very chocolate. She's very smart.
Shout out to the chocolate sisters.
Goddamn. Shout out to the chocolate sisters. She is crazy. My wife is crazy. And that's why I love her. She's crazy. Oh, she's crazy. Yeah,
my wife is not.
Mm-hmm. So you wouldn't have no words for your, like, I would tell my younger self this, man, I think women require us to be a man. And I'm gonna give y'all a quick story. So my wife and my son's mother were at odds, completely at odds. And in my mind as a young man, I was like, they grown, they gonna figure it out. Guess what? They never figured it out.
Nah.
Until I said it, I put my foot down and I told my mom, look, don't call my house, talk crazy. If you do that to my wife again, I gotta get involved. And I told my wife, how dare you worry about her and we fuck trying to build something special. And it wasn't till I put my foot down and became and really manned the situation that anything that was any headway and at least we were able to live harmonious. Jeff Brown, what's your thoughts on just being a man?
Well, first off, the only thing, and I'll take the cliff notes on this, feminine energy is nuclear. It's nuclear. It's controlled by the moon. You put five women in a house together, pretty soon all their cycles line up behind the strongest one. And that lines up with the moon. That's nuclear energy. Do you know what happens to nuclear energy when it is not properly checked? It eats its container and destroys everything. The only thing that checks black female nuclear energy is positive black male energy. And when you stepped up with positive black male energy, you cleaned up the nuclear waste. Because you, in the words of Chuck D, they asked me where I get it from. I get it from my pops. Because with a man in the house, all the bullshit stops.
Wow. Ambrose Jones, have you ever had to flex your manhood with ladies out in these streets?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm really, low-key and, just real laid back. But, you know, women, black women will push your buttons till you know, I'm raising my voice. Hey, hold on now. What the fuck? Yeah.
Yeah. Every now and then you got to hit him with some bass.
Like the mellow tone. Hey, cool down now. Cool down. Like, hey, now, what the fuck? Hey, calm all that down. So, yeah, you got to do that.
But then again.
Have your man.
Then again. This is one of my favorite phrases, especially to delusional. And you run across angry, afraid, delusional black women quite often. And I let them run. I let them run, kind of like a special needs fat kid. You just get out of the way till he runs out of gas. You just let him run, let him talk, let him talk.
No, let's not talk about a special needs kid.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Well, anyway, you let them run till they run out of gas. And you go, oh, really? Well, counting all the brothers that you don't like for all the very valid reasons that you do not like us, you outnumber us by 2 million. 2 million. There are 2 million more of you before I do another sit-up, make another dollar, go to another country, or date another race. There are 2 million more of you, which means that all that shit you are saying is moot. You are now a terrorist with no hostages. You can't keep peace. When black women used to be peace terrorists, okay? I'm a whole peace hostage until all my demands are met. Well, here's the problem now. Black men are making their own peace. So we don't need you to make it. That's what you were supposed to do. But since you don't, and there are 2 million more of you, you're fired.
Yeah, options.
The first time I get into an argument with a new woman louder than the radio, she's fired. Why am I doing
this? Okay, stop right there, Jeff Brown. Stop right there, Jeff Brown. Stop it.
She's fired.
Stop, Jeff Brown. You telling me you got a young lady with some wonderful attributes.
Yes.
And she raised her voice and she's out of there?
Brother, fired. Because I know who I am. I know I'm respectful. I know I consider your opinion. I know I'm not going to be rude to you. I know you getting a 55-gallon drum of chivalry. You ain't going to touch a door. You ain't going to wash your car. You ain't going to pump your gas. That's who I am.
But that goes back to what we're talking about, flexing your manhood, flexing your man stuff. You
absolutely.
Know, Don Ski, let me ask you this. Do you believe in gender roles? Do you believe there's certain things that women do and there's certain things that men do?
I believe in cinnamon rolls.
In the home.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the man is the head of the household all day long.
I'm talking about, you don't let the woman tell no trash.
No. Nah. Man, my wife don't even open her car door. She don't open no do nothing.
Come on, man. Nothing. Come on. There you go. That. Grown ass man right there.
Yeah.
How do you maintain that after 6 years? Like I tell my wife after 27 years, you better get your ass in this car.
we still do date nights. We do Married Mondays, you know, on a weekly basis. You know what I'm saying?
So, hold on, educate me. What's Married Mondays?
Well, we just go out on a Monday. We find something to do. We go out to
That's
eat.
That's beautiful.
You know,
really? Hours, what's the dopest Married Monday? What's been the dopest Married Monday? What did y'all do that y'all like, man? We had a good time last night.
Drove her to Memphis to Millennium Concert.
Okay.
Hold on. Stop right there. From Cleveland.
Donski is officially a show off. He drives his lady on a Monday to Memphis.
7 hours away to a concert.
Yeah, I was going to say,
you're a great guy.
The concert was actually on a Sunday and we drove back that Monday. But yeah.
That's wow. That is dope as hell. Hey, Marvin Hunter, let me ask you, man. Are you a great guy? Because them dudes on 600-pound life is amazing. Any guy married to a 600-pound woman, get up in the morning and buy 75 pieces of Domino's is a wonderful human being.
No, he isn't.
Are you that good of a guy?
I am a fair guy. I think that I'm a good guy. I'm a firm guy. I don't believe in men being oppressive over a woman, possessive over a woman, any of that. I try to be completely fair in any relationship that I'm in. But I'm with Jeff on. The minute that monster rears his head in you, come and on. I see that, I'm out of there, bro. I'm not dealing with that.
Yeah,
I mean, because I don't have to. And if I'm not coming at you with that energy, you're not going to get to me. I do not find it sexy. I do not. It disturbs my peace, and I don't want to be around it. And I don't have to. And I tell youngsters all the time, young cats. I was like, man, you know, the big thing now with women is I don't need no man. I was like, when they say that, believe them, brother. Believe them.
And go
somewhere else, man, because that is going to be a headache.
Brother,
that
is going to be. Brown, let me ask you this, Jeff Brown. Is it our fault? Is it not us, not our generation, but the absence of the black male? Has it created a vacuum for these women to even exist? I mean, anybody that grew up without a father is at a disadvantage. Am I right?
Well, number one, you're right, but that's the problem. We don't look, okay, I say this about whenever black people get into a disagreement, this is how I think we should. Number one, start at where we agree. There's gotta be a kernel of agreement. Okay, Whitey ain't shit. Okay, we can all agree. We can start there.
Yeah.
Okay, and then what you do is you start where you agree and you work out. And you start with the mindset that this shit is so fucked up. There's room for all of us to be right. And you work out to the edge of that frothy filth where we disagree. And you understand that that froth is made up of not what I did to you or you to me, but what as a people was done to us. And if we can do that, we can disagree better because you are right. This is a multi-headed monster. And yes, it has to do with brothers leaving. And yes, it has to do with bitter women. And yes, it has to do with the government.
So
and
everybody's yes. right. All right. Well said, Jeff Brown. Well freaking said. Hey, y'all, my name is Rodney Perry. This is Rodney Perry Live, the podcast. We're making a little shift. We got comedians on here today. We got the great Donski.
In the building.
There seems to be a shift in comedy. We're starting to see comics post their sets, post comedy, post crowd work, and it is working. Donski, as a person that promotes shows and does shows, do you see that shift? And I mean, ultimately, you're looking for guys and girls that are successful at comedy. Are you paying attention? And what's your thoughts on the new comedy that's happening out there?
Yeah, I'm paying attention to you. I guess you're talking about the people on the internet, right? Yeah, the internet.
The internet. Some comedians are leaning into the internet and start to post. My buddy Nate Jackson is on TikTok going crazy. He posts He posts crowd work. He doesn't burn any material, but he, anytime he does anything crowd work, he posts that, and it is really
paid. Are they getting paid on TikTok for that?
Huh?
TikTok don't really pay
on TikTok for that.
I'm sorry, one more time, Dusty.
I said, no, are they getting paid for that on TikTok?
They getting paid in real life. Well, this particular guy, he sold out through the year.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know, Marvin, what's your thoughts, man? Is comedy shifting again?
Absolutely, it's shifting. I'm late, you know. I'm just because I'm old school. I'm still weary of posting my set online. This there, but I see the value. I see how it's jumping for people, and this thing, you have to roll with it. You get left behind. This internet stuff is social media is going to go down in history as the best and worst thing that ever happened to mankind. It really is. You can use it to your advantage. It could be. It's a monster. It's a curse and a blessing.
It's kind of depends,
but it is working for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Ambrose Jones, you're a comedian. I venture to say you're a black stand-up comedian. Everybody don't like to be labeled black, but you're black. You're a stand-up comedian. If you looked up one and your entire audience was white, would that be off-putting to you?
Nope.
Oh, really? Nope. So why not?
Because he getting paid.
I'm going to do my thing no matter who in the crowd. You know what I'm saying?
But, nigga, I don't know about you, but I would miss my people. I don't care who you are. You want people that look like you in that audience.
Rodney, you've never done a show.
That's one.
Hold on, Jeff Brown. Hold on.
All right.
Every show I do.
Huh?
You mean if I look out in the audience and I see all white people? You mean for one show?
100% white people.
Yeah, for one show or just all my shows?
Nigga, every show you walk out there, that's what it's out there.
I would have to be.
Getting crossed over.
But that points to you.
He crossed over.
I would miss the energy of my people, though.
I mean, he ain't funny.
When I first hit the comedy clubs, my audience was at least 60% white because they would paper the room with white folks. And now I'm probably 80, 90, 100% black. Jeff Brown.
Yes.
Do you want the devil in your audience?
number one, remember who you're talking to now. I would be hypocritical if I didn't say how much of my money came from the fact that I can do a show in the strip club or a church or the Oval Office.
Republicans buy Jordans too.
Yes. The problem black people have is black people don't want to make shit that black people don't want to buy. Everybody else.
Well, what that mean? Give me that, Jeff Brown. What you saying?
Okay. The secret to true wealth is making shit that your people don't want to buy. Don't nobody.
Are you serious?
Absolutely. Do Koreans wear the hair they sell? No, they don't. They sell shit to other people and bring the money back to their people. So
is that a good example?
That's a great example. That stand up. Is first off, stand up is a language. We all speak a language that sounds like a conversation, but it isn't. Mm-hmm. I like to believe that if you only have special.
Let me ask you before you get into that, Jeff Brown.
Sure.
You put your hand on top of your other hand. What is that? What exactly is that?
that is when I'm trying to ground some shit in reality to niggas. To me, okay. Think of it. Think of this. As the monkey hands that Chris Rock does. Nobody wants to be honest about it, but Chris Rock got monkey hands if you look real close. The monkey.
Jeff Brown.
Got the monkey paws.
Please.
Hands look like monkey paws.
Please stop.
Okay.
What's wrong with you, man?
You let Will Smith slap you. I'm going to say what I want to say.
Jeff Brown. What's going on? Building. This is Roddy Perry. Roddy Perry. Such a great set of conversation today. Here we go, Marvin Hunt, before we get out of here, man.
Oh, damn it.
We're approaching the end of the show. Before we get out of there, what would you tell your younger self? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you go back and talk to your 20-year-old self to let him know what was coming, what would you tell him?
don't get married. Your first wife, don't do that.
Don't marry her. But then you take away your children, your son.
That's the way it goes. To get married at 20 years old. That was the dumbest thing I ever did in my life, to get married at 20 years old. Woo. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I didn't know nothing about life. I'm just, you know, she got pregnant. I'm thinking I'm doing the right thing. I'm trying to be a man. That was
Marvin Hunter. She didn't get pregnant by herself. You put that thing in her.
Exactly. But that didn't mean I had to get married. And it was stupid at 20 years old. I was not ready to be married. It was ridiculous, actually, to get married at 20.
I didn't. Ambrose Jones, what would you tell your younger self?
Search for that genius. Start searching for that genius in you now.
Mm. Ooh. Mm. Come on, Ambrose. Well, that's deep, Ambrose Jones. What? Oh, expand on that. Give me that. What do you mean?
Start looking for what you want to do and what is that great thing in you now. That's what
I about that.
Be
great now. Yeah. Don Ski, man, Chicago's own. Talk to me about something you would say to your younger self. You're a grown man now, but at 20, you could use some advice, right?
Right, yeah, 100%. Just stay 100% focused and not be so emotional. Kind of stay out of my feelings, just focus, just tunnel, just focus, 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 and probably stay away from the women.
Do you think you would listen? Do you think your younger self would listen to you?
Yep, I listen.
Oh, wow.
I listen.
Good stuff. Jeff Brown, give us a word, man. What would you say to your younger self, man? You've made some great decisions, Jeff Brown. You change one thing, you change thing. It's the multiverse.
It's the who?
The multiverse.
Okay. Well, I've had this conversation with the young Jeff Brown so much that I can condense it to very few words.
Okay.
This is me speaking to the Jeff Brown who just got out of the Marine Corps. I would first, it wouldn't even be a kung fu kick. I would just put a chair, just stand on a chair and just kick that fool in the throat. Just some regular old kick him in the throat. And while he's down, I would say these words. Move to Vegas. Buy a cooter. Drive trucks, buy real estate, adopt kids. If I do that, I cut all the bullshit out the game right there. If I'm buying my cooter instead of getting it for what I think is free, when it's actually
ain't no cooter free,
it's the most expensive when you don't buy it. I would tell myself that. Now, to be honest with you, I got 5 kids. If I could really go back, a couple of them disappear. I don't tell them which ones, and it's not in any particular order because I don't want to fuck their minds up. But yes, if I could do it over, move to Vegas, buy a cooter, invest in real estate, drive trucks, and adopt kids. I would do it just like that, and all the bullshit would have been cut out the game.
Adopt.
Adopt. Think about that. Who's going to take your child support? These hoes helping you raise these kids. These strippers helping you raise these kids.
Oh, God. Hey, y'all, I'm Rodney Perry. Marvin Hunter, man, how do we stay in touch, bro?
Hey, get at me at Comedian Marvin H1. That's Comedian Marvin H1 on Instagram and Marvin Hunter's fan page on Facebook.
Hey, you check out the show on YouTube or any one of the other platforms that we broadcast on. As far as the audio, you can pick up the audio on Spotify, on Apple Music, on all the places you can listen. And I can't thank my guests enough. Ambrose Jones, how do we stay in touch?
Ambrose Jones, I on Instagram, Facebook. I'll be in Corinth, Mississippi later on today.
That's far for me.
Don't sound like it's that far for him, does it?
No, it's not. Little Rock, Arkansas, July 26th through the 29th. You can get those dates in Ambrose.com. And get your JOB t-shirts, Jokes on Board.
I like the JOB joints or the KNA joints.
I do.
That's dope. That's original. I never seen that. That's dope.
I do. I like it.
Hey, Don Ski Entertainment, Don Ski in the building. Don Ski, what's next, man? How do we stay in touch?
You know, we do the weekly comedy show every Wednesday, me and WGCI's Leon Rogers. We've been doing that for 6 consecutive years, the open mic. Dope vibe last night. You can follow me on Instagram at Donski ENT, just like the sweater I got on. What's next? Comedy Club.
Wow, love Chicago comedy. Needs a comedy club, bro.
Sure it does. Sure it does.
In the city.
Yeah. Yes.
Yep. In the city. God bless that, man. I hope that works out. I will be honored to come and play your club.
God is good.
Done deal. Jeff Brown, how do we stay in touch?
We stay in touch by showing up this Sunday at noon LA time to the First Church of Holy Shit. where I am the pastor. Somebody fucked up and told me God was everywhere, so I pray from right here. It saves me 10% and I never miss a game. And I encourage you to save 10% on your soul insurance by switching to Don't Go and come on in here and let's talk about God for real without a name. Because in order for God to have a name, you have to believe a man. You do not have to believe a man in order to believe that God exists.
Mm-hmm. Deep.
Ladies and gentlemen, that young man is Jeff Brown. That, my friend, is Marvin Hunter. That man is Ambrose Jones. And, of course, Don Ski Rock with us today. A great show. Thank you guys for popping in and really talking about some real stuff, man. Great conversation, guys. And that is our show. Until next time, my name is Roddy Perry. Next week, I'll be at the Atlanta Comedy Theater at the Norcross location for the weekend, the 7th and 8th. Only 4 shows. Get those tickets.
One-man show?
Say again.
Is it a one-man show? Is the Rodney Perry one-man show?
It is not my one-man show. I'm gonna put my one-man show up in LA next.
Oh,
I'm looking for a location.
I can't wait. I will not miss it.
Dude, it's a great show. If I say so myself, Marvin came out and checked me out, and I never
forget that.
Hey, but how about this? It's over, guys. All right, let's talk tomorrow. Yeah.
Get ready for America's number one funny man. What?